When the Native Americans laid siege to this remote American outpost, it was part of a coordinated effort to retake the middle of the continent. Interestingly, their sights may have been set on something other than taking lives. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Their logo is new and their name is a lot easier to say, but at the core, they are still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
You may not think of Iowa having many battlefield sites. However, this is the largest such place, and it was important in American history.
The War of 1812 for us is very interesting because this is one of the furthest western battlefield sites. Today, they consider the site to be the largest battlefield in the state of Iowa.
Dr. Gene Watkins in Fort Madison, Iowa, says the English had captured Detroit in August of 1812. English commander Sir Isaac Brock and Shawnee chief Tecumseh had discussed grander plans to drive the Americans from a very large area.
They apparently had planned a massive offensive to drive the Americans below the Ohio River. And one of the deals Tecumseh cut with the British was that the Old Northwest would be returned to the natives as their land and Americans would not be allowed north of the Ohio.
In an age without anything close to instant communication, what Tecumseh accomplished is impressive.
Tecumseh unleashed a massive offensive where they have four Fort Wayne, Indiana, on the east side of Indiana, Fort Harrison that stood near where Terre Haute, Indiana is today on the west side of Indiana, and Fort Madison. Within just a few hours of each other, all three posts were attacked.
However, the British had signed an armistice just prior to the attack, withholding vital support to the natives. One American was killed during the four-day siege of the outpost. The natives only achieved a symbolic victory.
They spent most of their ammunition trying to shoot the flag down, and they did get it shot down. I guess there was a big cheer, and they went off and celebrated, but they didn't have enough ammunition to continue fighting, and so the siege then ended.
There were about 50 American defenders of the fort. The outpost still remains, in a sense. And that story is next time. As we travel the countryside in Fort Madison, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.